No, I can't remember it. No, there were no screens at all. There was no privacy whatsoever. That's the one thing I thought about. Some lockers had become broken. There were some lockers near the beds, but there was no privacy in their sleeping area or for their own belongings, if they had any, which they didn't appear to have anyway. So, no, the bathroom... I think probably that was one of my... To me, when I was 12, I'd spent some time in... 6 months in Llandoc Hospital with a knee problem. And they, you know, the wards were clean and bright, but bare. But this was even more bare. There were no pictures on walls, and when you look back, there could have been, because they could have been put up high, even if they were damaged. Sometimes, because of their frustration or problems, the children had pulled the bedding off the bed and were lying on the mattress covers. The room was overcrowded. I can't remember exact figures, obviously, 48 years ago, but I know that the beds were moved quite closely together. And of course, certain characters had to be accounted for, whether somebody might hurt another young person or whether somebody was a bit frightened of another person. They were jiggled around accordingly. But no curtains around them. I can't recall any of that at all. And although I was only there sort of as a student working, I can't remember many visits. In the school environment, there are specific targets for young people with these problems. There are teaching assistants assigned to these young people. There are reward sheets. There was none of that whatsoever. Often if young people had wet themselves, oh, well, she does that. And that's what happened. There were obviously some who could find their own way to the toilets and did that. But they were in a ridiculous place. There was no toilet near their bed area.
You said open area. Does that mean they were just toilets with no cubicles, or was it?
There were some private cubicles, and there was some open area as well. But the doors were never closed. I can't remember the doors being closed. Possibly they were worried about them locking themselves in anyway. Lack of privacy and lack of individual care, it was a thing that stayed with me, yes.
Could you describe the dormitories for me?
Yes, again, without... I mean, it,